This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Great War through a London child's eye.
January 28th, 1920. It's nice to be home from my studies. I'm reading engineering, like Father did. Super hard work, of course. Father's very sick. He's suffering with a degree of shell shock and can't go outside. He doesn't want to talk much. It makes Mother so sad, and I can't do much to help. London seems to be more noisy and gloomy every time I return. Sid and I took a walk to the cinema to see Bleak House, a film based on the book by Charles Dickens. Bleak House! How appropriate, I thought.
Yeah, you didn't see all the upset last autumn. Down the docks, they were having fights and strikes all the time. Returning soldiers got angry at them that they had their jobs. Not enough to go around, see?
I wish Father could work again. Mother's still at the censor's office during the day, and then helps out at the hospital in the evenings. She gets so tired. Good job your mother is charring again, or I think Mother might have been admitted to the hospital herself.
Ma didn't have much choice, did she, after they booted her out of the munitions? Still, at least they left me alone, being young and strong and all.
And so modest with it.
And I'll make a confession to you, Edward, mate, with a mass of soldiers in the munitions now, and I'll tell you the stories they come out with would make your hair stand on end. Not just people being blown left, right and centre. One was telling me how he lost his foot. It rotted away with all the water in the trench. The pain of it. Not to mention the smell over weeks and weeks. That's torture. I'm glad I missed that boat. There, I've said it.
Yes. Mother's seen plenty of people at the hospital with the same. Trench foot, they call it.
On the uppers, they've decided Father must have died pointing at the Hun and not strolling off the field. So she's getting her war widow's pension now. You'd think folk would be pleased for her, but the neighbours just gossip. They reckon it's a gift getting rid of him and being handed a coin for the privilege.
That's not fair. Well, I suppose it's just like Mother said. People act strangely when they're hungry. Anyone with a penny more becomes the enemy.
We want jobs. We want jobs. We want jobs.
We want jobs, not handouts.
As we walked back through town, we looked at all the queues outside the shops. Then we passed a great line of men marching and shouting on their way up the Strand. Former soldiers. Many had been hurt, you could see, but others seemed perfectly fit.
Poor beggars. It's not right. Homes and jobs for heroes. That's what they said. Still no homes and not enough jobs. No wonder they're angry.
I suppose there's just a tremendous amount to do. There are still masses of troops to be brought home. The government promised a great deal of money. It will come.
But will it be soon enough? You can't eat promises.
Edward, did you have a nice time? What was the picture?
Bleak House.
Gosh, not one of my favourites from Dickens.
A pity it wasn't more comical, really. How's Father?
Resting for the moment. Mrs. Parry's made some wonderful broth, so I'll take that up before I go.
No, I'll do that, Mother. Let me help whilst I'm here.
Thank you, darling. Tap on the door before you go in, though, just in case.
I remember I used to like listening at doors when I was a little child. As Sid used to say, you hear the most interesting things when adults don't think you're around. I didn't like hearing Father upset.
Father, here's something to eat. Oh, let me help with your blanket. There.
He looks so thin and frail. Sometimes it's like Father did die and a stranger has been sent in his place. But he's home. With our love and some of Mrs. Parry's broth, perhaps he will come round.
The Great War, through a London child's eye. Supported by the National Lottery through the Heritage Lottery Fund. Read Edward's diary at funkidslive.com/Great War.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.